The 67th annual Monterey Jazz Festival will welcome to the Monterey Fairgrounds this weekend over 300 artists, almost 30,000 fans, and one new artistic director. Darren Atwater, a child prodigy on the piano.
So I don't remember a time that I wasn't playing the piano, so sort of I was off and running from the age of four.
Is planning some pretty prodigious programming pointed at shaking up the fans, but not the foundation of this, the oldest continuously running jazz festival in the world. Atwater likens his composition of the festival to a culinary adventure, creating new discoveries to whet the appetites of festival fans.
I think cuisine does this more than anybody else. You know, you're just sort of open to trying new things. I think that's the same thing with our ears and just being at a festival where it's almost like a bazaar where you're able to just go and experience new sources, sort of sounds, new sort of artists. Also open up the opportunity to sort of inject new life into the festival in that way.
Atwater's audio appetizers will be supplemented with main courses featuring the more traditional tastes usually found on the Monterey menu. At the top of Atwater's not-to-be-missed acts on the festival's main Jimmy Lyons stage.
For me, it's SF Jazz. Because they're able to sort of amalgamate the extension of the American popular song and just bring fresh arrangements, fresh original ideas to it.
Topping Atwater's offerings on the festival's five fairground stages.
On the grounds, I love what Joel Ross is doing. He's an up-and-coming vibraphonist, but he's just sort of got that Milt Jackson, Hutchison
vibe.
Vibe. Yep.
Atwater has connected the entire festival under the umbrella theme of Crescendo in Blue, which he describes as...
Principally, I wanted to sort of riff off of Duke Ellington's Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue, and the sort of lilt joy... The moment at Newport where Paul Gonsalves was supposed to play 12 choruses and it ended up being 27. So the idea of that lilt, the beauty and the lilt and the power of jazz in its highest form in terms of the joy and optimism, which that moment spoke to, was just like a sort of an unleashing of joy that sort of, you know, sort of ignited that moment. So I wanted to sort of, how do we sort of re-inject the festival with this, everything that we're going through daily? It's like the whole ideology of the blues, you know, we face adversity with optimism. Everything that we're facing as human beings, how do we sort of incubate ourselves over 3 days and just remind ourselves that this music is really embedded and deeply nested in the feeling of joy? The second one was along those lines, you know, this whole idea of the feeling of the Monterey Jazz, the fairgrounds in Monterey and blue skies. So I'm thinking of Ella's version cover of the Irving Berlin song. I mean, again, that feeling of lilt and joy and optimism. And then we're playing on, you know, of course, one of the symbolisms in composition and the devices of the crescendo, mm-hmm. you know, the rising, mm-hmm. you know. So how does this, taking the baton from Tim, how do we continue to just rise and crescendo into this next period and iteration of the festival?
Joy, optimism, and jazz at the 67th Annual Monterey Jazz Festival under the artistic direction of Darren Atwater. With KAZU, I'm Paul Fingerode.